Modern financial products align with evolving life narratives. Products are designed around life goals. And when we talk about life goals, right from the first job till the retirement, education tied to inflation, health and mental wellness coverage, all these have to be covered in the products. Flexible financial experiences are very useful, and this can come through the modular bundles, pay-per-use, or even subscription models. Finance is now seamlessly integrated into everyday experiences through embedded finance. For example, the auto investments that are linked to the customer goals. Modern financial services are self-improving and interactive. When we talk about self-improving and interactive, the feedback comes instantly from the customer. Data-driven insights also provide very important feedback or insights for the financial service provider to improve its products. The real-time feedback loops in the form of credit scoring, risk alerts, pre-approval offers further help the financial service provider to improve. APIs and smart contracts power the automation, and the finance becomes very proactive, intelligent, and effortless. Modern financial services are not just digital versions of old models. It has something very important which makes it customer-driven. They are tech-enabled, they are modular, they are personalized, they are data-rich, they are automated and democratized. Common man gains access to assets that were once reserved for the wealthy. They redefine the trust and experience in finance, blending innovation with security. Especially when we talk about the next generation finance in the form of central bank digital currencies, tokenized assets, through gold, real estates, invoices, fractional investing, this establishes the very fact that modern financial services are not just digital version of old models, but are better versions of financial services. A modern financial service isn't just fancy because it's digital. It's special because it can change easily. It can fit what customer needs. It can blend smoothly into their everyday lives. And hence, it is not just using of technology for the sake of technology. It is for providing convenience. It is for meeting the customer needs. It is to blend smoothly into everyday life of the customer. Modernity in finance is as much about confidence and reality as it is about speed and innovation. Now it's the time to look at the new financial service landscape. In addition to the banks, the insurance companies, etc., who all are also a part of this new financial services landscape. The first one comes in the form of financial startups, neobanks, super apps. These are creating new type of services and fresh business models that didn't exist before. Finance is no more a product now. It is embedded into daily life, not confined to bank branches. Enabled customers enjoy the convenience of everything in one place. And the new business models provide creative products such as the BNPL at checkout, the robo-advisory for low-cost investing, the P2P lending, the crypto and digital wallets. Speed, transparency, and affordability totally redefine the financial services. Now, in this newer landscape, there is a tremendous rise of fintechs, neobanks, and super apps. Now, let's look at this. What are they doing? When we talk about fintechs, they provide specialized services. They utilize technology to deliver specialized financial services in payments, lending, wealth, insurance, low-cost, customer-focused financial services. When we talk about neobanks, they focus on creating user-friendly experience with a digital-first approach. With a digital-first approach, they are fully digital. Well, they don't have physical branches. They generally don't prefer physical branches. They create superior customer experience and provide real-time insights. The super apps, in turn, combine multiple services, which includes payments, shopping, loans, insurance, all under one ecosystem. So everything in one place is the super motto of super apps, and this provides tremendous convenience to the customers. Now, what are the forces that are driving this transformation? Number one is the technology. Mobile apps, APIs, AI, cloud platforms, instant onboarding, real-time decisions, automation, this all come in the form of technology which is driving this transformation. The second important force is customer expectations. The demand for speed, simplicity, transparency, and control is increasing because customers are becoming more informed. They prefer mobile-first self-service experiences. And since no one financial institution can provide everything on their own, a need for collaboration with the fintechs, with the specialists arises, and this collaboration brings trust, capital, and complex. Fintechs brings agility, customer experience, and innovation. And because of this new forces coming in, different innovation clusters have been created in financial services. Number one, digital credit and liquidity. This comes in the form of instant loans, BNPL, P2P lending. Here the marketing focuses on convenience plus responsible usage. The next important innovation cluster is investing and wealth tech. Here, robo-advisors, do-it-yourself trading, ESG investing, fractional ownership, social and infinite-led investing are main components of this cluster. Here, the marketing focus is on education over speculation. The digital assets and tokenization comprises of digital rupee, tokenized RWAs, CBDCs, crypto platforms, and here the marketing focus is on simplicity, trust, and clarity. The next innovation cluster is of protection and micro-protection, which comprises of embedded insurance, usage-based subscription models, wherein the marketing focus is on peace of mind, not policy jargon. And the fifth innovation cluster is in the form of inclusive and vernacular finance, more specifically for bringing people in remote places, especially rural places, under the financial ecosystem with voice-first apps, local languages, assisted onboarding, and here the marketing focus is on simplicity and empowerment. So what are the implications for marketing financial services? We can notice a common thread across all this innovation is accessibility. Anyone can use them, even without a bank account. The second important thread is transaction happening instantly at any moment, at any stage where the customer wants. Customer centricity, services are built around what people actually need and prefer. So marketing must go beyond the features. It should explain how it works, not just what it offers. It should build trust, safety, and long-term value. It should adapt messages for urban versus rural, tech-savvy versus first-time users. Modern financial marketing must turn innovation into understanding and technology into trust. Only then the customer can find true value of the financial services. Marketing of financial services in a digital age requires special efforts. The digital age is not merely changing financial services, but it is redefining them. Financial services marketing today is fast-paced, data-driven, and technology-enabled. Customers don't just adapt technology, they expect services that integrate seamlessly into their lifestyle. For marketers, this simply means shaping trust, building communities, and positioning finance as a lifestyle enabler. They should co-create content, use testimonials, and enable the peer recommendations. Marketers must create authentic engagements, value-driven positioning, and narratives that resonate with digitally empowered consumers. Marketers must position the digital platform as more than a bank. They should project it as an ecosystem enabler that anticipates every consumer need. So now, friends, we will look at the two important forces that are driving the change. Technology is reshaping the financial services. It is not only giving a new way to deliver, but it is creating good experiences for the customer. And there are two forces that are driving the change or redefining the financial services. The first one is digital first strategy, which uses AI, automation, and analytics to make the services fast, simple, and personalized. Best example is instant loan approvals, smart nudges and reminders, and automated investments. The broader shifts includes UPI to CBDCs, bundled services, ESG-driven finance. The next force is omni-channel strategies. Instead of just going and visiting a physical branch, customers can have seamless experiences across online apps, websites, as well as offline branches and call centers, and even through social platforms. What is the beauty of this omnichannel strategy? It provides frictionless, inclusive, and purpose-oriented impact. The data becomes the new currency, and transparency is essential. The outcome of this is a hybrid model blending digital convenience with the human warmth. Now, let's reframe the financial services in a hyper-personalized world. When we talk about hyper-personalized world, the customer expectation is he should get a financial service based on his product, based on his habits, based on his lifestyles, based on his specific needs. And hence, no product fits one size for all the customers. Finance now fits into daily life moments such as the shopping, travel, savings, and even investing. A big shift from being service provider to becoming life companions is essential. And for these marketers, the challenge lies in recognizing what the customers want. Customers don't buy products, they seek solutions for liquidity, protection, wealth, or stability delivered at the right moment in the right way. The hyper-personalization is rapidly transforming finance from merely offering products to creating an experience tailored to each person's needs, lifestyles, and digital habits. Financial service providers now use real-time data and AI to guide each individual, anticipate needs, giving timely nudges, and blending financial solutions naturally into everyday routines. So financial service provider first predicts, designs a product, and ensures that the customer gets the best experience. Now, having understood how the changes in financial services happened, now it's the time to understand how the customer is also changing or evolving. So when we talk about the new financial service customer, we will see the customers as of now belonging to different generations. And these generations will be on the basis of their birth. We'll start the silent generation, that is all those who were born before 1945. Now these silent generations are the elderly people who value face-to-face banking and trust their local branch. They prefer human interactions over the digital tools. Their financial needs mainly involve the pensions, the annuities, health insurance, and the safe deposits. The limited comfort with digital finance, they don't prefer much of the digital gadgets. They have an impact of the redefined financial services. As financial services are becoming more digital, the impact on this group remains limited because they don't embrace these digital products to the extent of the millennials. Many find digital first platforms confusing or inaccessible and continue to rely on simplified services and strong human support. The next is the baby boomers, that is those born between 1946 and 1964. This generation balances between the branch banking and digital tools. They are somewhat tech savvy and they are also used to branch banking, so they prefer the benefits of both the worlds. They may prefer visiting branch, but they can also use digital tools like online banking and UPI for convenience. Their financial needs are specifically focused on retirement planning, preserving wealth, and managing the estates. As finance becomes more digital, boomers have adapted moderately well, and because of which they benefit from easier transactions while still valuing security and personal support. For them, digital transformation has reduced the need for physical visits without replacing the trust built through human interaction. Next, we look at Generation X, which these are the people born between 1965 and 1980. They have also adapted well to digital finance, but still value structure, expert advice, and clear planning tools. They use the dashboards and robo-advisory platforms, but also appreciate human guidance when making big decisions. Their financial needs include planning for multiple goals, like funding their children, education, saving for retirement, and even managing their home loans and other loans. The shift to digital has also a strong impact on this generation. They prefer bundled financial services, smart planning tools, and personalized nudges because it helps them easier to manage their money across both traditional and digital platforms. Next generation is the millennials, that is those born between 1981 to 1996. This generation has grown with technology, making them comfortable with digital tools, and they expect financial services to be easy to use, transparent, and affordable. Their key needs are home loans, bundled products that combine insurance and savings, low-cost investment options, and easy access to the credits. Now, for these people, this generation, digital innovation has made a major impact. The neobanks, RoboSIFs, and app-based investing have changed how they manage the money. Millennials are leading the shift towards the mobile-first finance, where everything from budgeting to investing happens on a smartphone with speed, clarity, and control. Next, we look at the Generation Z, that is those born between 1997 and 2012. This generation lives with smartphones and social media. They expect everything to be fast, easy, and authentic. Finance must feel intuitive, social, and seamless. They learn more about money from friends, YouTube channels, and platforms like Reddit, need not be from traditional sources. Now, this generation needs fun app-based tools like gamified investing, buy now, pay later options, small monthly investments, crypto, and services built right into the apps they already use. The impact of digital transformation on Gen Z is huge. They trust peers' reviews more than ads, respond to personalized nudges, and see finance as a part of the lifestyle, not a separate activity. For them, managing money happens through apps that feel social, playful, and intuitive. The next generation is the Generation Alpha, that is those born between 2013 and 2024, growing up in a world shaped by AI, virtual reality, and cashless payments. Now, this generation rely on their parents for financial decisions, and many are already familiar with digital wallets, gamified savings apps, and voice-enabled devices. Their needs are just beginning to form and mostly revolve around the learning tools, app-based allowances, and early lessons in the money management. This generation also has an impact. The impact of digital finance is indirect for now, but powerful. Since they are digital first from the start, they will naturally adopt financial services that are embedded, invisible, and intuitive. For them, money won't be something you go to a bank for, but it will simply be a part of how their digital world works. And the current generation, that is those born 2025 onwards, is Generation Beta. They are blooming in a world where finance is powered by AI, digital currencies from the central banks, tokenized assets, invisible financial flows built into everyday platforms. While it's too early to define their exact financial needs, they are likely to experience money management as something seamless built into the social media, transfer apps, gaming platforms, and virtual environment. The impact on Generation Beta is massive. They may never visit a bank branch or fill out a loan form. Instead, finance will be something that happens quickly in the background, automated, personalized, and woven into their digital lives from the very beginning. The customer expectations and behaviors are reshaping based on various factors such as the life stage, personalization and hyper-customization, the design imperatives of financial service, the do-it-yourself finance, influencer impact, behavioral finance, sustainability and ethical finance, security and digital trust. The customer experience are being understood through certain important tools so that the services can be improved and trust can be won. Customers today interact with financial brands across multiple touch points. Customer experience in financial services is shaped by trust, personalization, and emotional connection. Financial brands must design transitions across channels, ensure consistent information and tone, and even reduce friction at every step. Financial service providers have learned to use various tools such as the empathy maps, the funnel analytics, and behavioral nudges so that every interaction becomes a part of larger customer journey. Now, what exactly are these tools? When we talk about empathy maps, it helps understand what customer thinks, feels, say, and do, and this helps the financial service provider to identify the emotional triggers and pain points. The funnel analytics helps the financial service provider to track the customer movements from awareness to action and identify the drop-off points and frictions so that they can not only improve the customer financial services but can also plug the loopholes so that the drop-off points are less and the friction is less. And next important tool is the behavioral nudges, wherein the financial service provider sends regular reminders, saving prompts, spending alerts through gamification, and they also motivate the customers with streaks, rewards, and challenges. Small cues can bring big behavioral changes. Gamification makes money management less stressful, more engaging, and emotionally rewarding. Now let's decode the multi-generational customer behavior. One thing is certain, there is a shift from branch dependent to digital-first behavior. The millennials and Gen Z specifically rely on apps, peer reviews, and influencers. Different generations demand different communication styles, and hence financial service providers must offer flexible product designs, provide personalized journeys. They should balance self-service with human support. So when we talk about self-service with human support, it will create trust. It will help financial brands build trust through transparency. It will support mental and emotional wellness and also offer a reassurance during the key decisions. The new need of marketing in financial services is very clear. Modern customers want a lot more solutions that align with their lifestyle, values, and long-term goals. They want more from financial services provider. They want product with a purpose, not just any damn thing that the financial service provides. They want learning first, selling second. That learning first will help them to understand how good that product is useful. And they also want peer reviews and influencer guidance so that they can understand and convince themselves that that is the best product useful for them. They also want easy digital experience. Financial service provider must deliver holistic value that adapts to evolving expectations. And here, marketing must focus on empowerment, education, and authentic engagement. With this, we come to chapter 2. Thanks. Thank you. We'll go to chapter 3 in the next.